What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Hyphen Weekend Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Wilbanks, and I'm going to say thank you so much for joining in. It means everything to me that you would come in and take some time with me. I hope you're having a great day, whether it be out and about or chilling at the house. Just have a small thought to talk with you about. Wanted to just chat it up with you a little bit. So let's quickly cue the intro and start that conversation. Thanks for joining in. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Hyphen Weekend Podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Matt Wilbanks. I want you to know that I'm grateful that you're here with me. And again, I want to welcome you to the Hyphen Weekend Podcast. Let's go. What's up, hyphen Mississippi, hyphen around the globe, and pretty much anybody else who is willing to listen. Again, I want to say thank you for joining in with me on this podcast. I hope that it matters. I hope that some of the things that I've said in the past, or I've had people come up to me and say, hey, thanks for what you're doing, you know, and or whatever you said here, it mattered or it made a difference. It stuck in my spirit. And so I know that everything that I say is not you know, going to cause you to be like, wow, he's really diving into the derivatives of the gospels or things of that nature. And hopefully at sometimes we can do that. But I do want some of these things to land in your spirit so that later when the adversary is standing at your doorstep or when you're you're embattled in your mind or something is happening, you can hear this podcast pop back on in your head and say, you know what? That preacher was on that podcast that one time, and he said, and he used a little scripture, and I'm going to use that scripture too, and hopefully it changes things. Hopefully it helps get you through that day or that moment or that time, or it bridges the gap. The whole point of me really trying to create and build a hyphen department at our church or push the hyphen in the district or things of that nature was to bridge a gap, to not lose students to the world, not lose people walking out the door trying to figure out their own way, and while they're figuring out their own way, not have access to something. And so hopefully along the way we've done that. And today I want to share with you just something very simple that's been in my spirit or that is in my spirit. I want to share that with you, and I want to tell you maybe a little funny story that you would probably get a kick out of, and then we'll wrap the show up. But I'm going to start out, and I'm going to read a couple of verses for you. This is Psalms chapter number 21. We're going to go with verse number 10, and this is after battle. The Bible says that. In my Bible, there's subtitles there. It says after the battle, he's writing about how how his hand shall find out the enemies at all times, and his right hand is strong, and all these things. And he's talking about verse number 10. We'll just read it, and it says, "Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, the adversary, and their seed from among the children of men." And then this has been in my spirit since I read it, and I wanted to give it to you. And I know what time of year we're in. I know where we are and what I should be talking about. And these things can tie together if you want them to. But verse 11 says, "For they intended evil against thee. They imagined mischievous device. They imagined a mischievous device which they were not able to perform." Now, I know that it is at this very moment, December the 24th, and we're celebrating the moment of the birth of Christ, and this is a time that we have put aside and that we're thinking about these things, and we know the story there and how the end result is going to be a crucifixion, and there's going to be a death for my sin, for your sin, and blood is going to be shed, And that was an imagination of the adversary that would cause, you know, us to fail or us to fall. Really and truly, that is not what happened. It was the plan, the will, that the sacrifice had to be made so that we would be able to have access. And so that does tie into what we're doing. But anyways, I want to read that one more time. For they intended evil against thee. And I'm sorry if I just chased rabbits, but I'm going to get back at it right here. But they imagined a mischievous device which they were not able to perform. The only thing that I can hear in my spirit over the past few days and the past few things in my mind is I can hear, I don't remember the lady's name. I think maybe Darlene or something like that. And forgive me if I don't have my singing voice on, but it's like, oh man, that guitar part. It's like, da-da-da. I should just look it up. But like, she comes in, they're singing she's singing the bridge, and it's like, God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness. You know, that song. Lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And we will shut it out. Oh my goodness. I need to edit this. I'm not going to, though. I'm just going to let it fly. Anyways, whenever I'm reading this, for they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Imagine with me right now. Because I feel so inspired in this moment, and I feel so faith-filled in this moment, because I know that there are adversaries in my life that are intending evil upon me. They are setting me up. They are putting things around me that they are believing that's going to cause me to fall. They are imagining a mischievous device, just like David is writing about in this psalm. But then he finishes this verse, and it says, which they are not able to perform. And I'll finish the chapter, which is only two verses later. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. He said, be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power. Which means they're going to imagine these mischievous devices. They're going to create all these plans, and they're going to do all these things to try to trip me up and to mess me up and cause my future to be derailed or detoured or messed up, or cause me to have an identity crisis, or cause me to battle things that are going to push me to the brink, or maybe push me to rock bottom, or things like that. They're going to try their best to take me out, to take me down. But at the very end of that verse, in verse number 11, it says, they are not able to perform it. You can draw it up. You can make the schematics. You can make every plan exactly the way you want. You can change the money. You can make the plot. You can do everything you want to do to imagine this mischievous thing and create this device. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to perform it against God. And that same God that David is talking about lives in me. And he lives in you. And the Bible says that greater is he that is within me. Greater is he that is within me, within you, than he that is in the world. And be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So we will sing and praise thy power. We don't have the strength, God. We can't offer the power. We can't offer the right hand. We can't do any of that. But I know what I can do. I can sing. I didn't give you a very good example of how I sing and in that little episode I just gave you before. Man, I really wish I could remember that lady's name. But anyways, in thine own strength, I can sing and I can praise because you have the power. They imagined a mischievous device which they were not able to perform. David wrote this after a battle. He fought the battle and was victorious. I'm telling you today, I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I know that I have a word from God for somebody that will hear this. I don't know when you'll hear it. You might hear it when I post it in the next 10 minutes. You might hear it 20 days from now, a month from now, a year from now. I don't know when you will hear this. But when you hear this, let it attach itself to your spirit. They can imagine that device all they want, but your adversary needs to know one thing. You are not able to perform that which you have planned. Because somebody else has thoughts towards me, thoughts that are good, thoughts that are great. Somebody else has a plan for my life that causes me to be victorious, that causes me to be an overcomer. So you can plan and you can work on devices if you would like, but you are not going to be able to perform it. My friend, you are going to be victorious. Quick story, and then I'm out of here. I'm out of your hair. I go to Missouri every year on a hunting trip, and we stay for 5 to 6 days, something like that, sometimes a week. And it just so happened one year that my brother was unable to go. He had started a new job. He couldn't go. Excuse me. But his son still wanted to go. And so I took it upon myself that when we went, that I made sure that his son got to go hunting and got to go to certain places and things of that nature. And so we go up this side of a mountain. I get him in his stand. I get everything set. And we have radios. And I give him a radio and I say, hey, look, man, I'm going to give you this radio, but don't turn it on. Don't do anything to this radio. Don't speak on this radio. Don't breathe on this radio. Don't do anything on this radio, because if you do, the hunt is over. The deer will hear the radio, number one, and then it'll be done. That'll be all. So unless something serious happens, don't use this radio. Do you have it? He says, yes, sir, I have it. Okay, good. We're on the same page. So I get on the four-wheeler. I go on up the mountain. I go on down to the side of the mountain. I climb down the opposite side. I go all the way down to my stand. I climb up in my stand. I'm in my stand for about 30 minutes. I'm sitting there, and I hear the radio. And it's... And I'm like, oh, man, the radio's in my bag, like in the zipper part that's on my stand. So I pull the radio out. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can because I know that it's probably over anyways. The hunt is probably done by now. But anyways, I still am like, maybe I can salvage this. So I pull out the radio. And all I heard him say was really bad. Like, that's the only words that I heard over the radio. And I was like, hey, man, what'd you say? And then I said it again. Hey, what'd you say? And then by this time, it's my nephew. I am now obligated. I have to find out now what is going on. So now I'm no longer whispering. Now I'm speaking as loud as I can. Hey, man, what did you say? Is everything okay? I have no response whatsoever. So I did what anybody else would have done. I fly down the tree. I jump out of my stand. I run up the mountain. I jump on the four-wheeler. I hit the four-wheeler in reverse. I'd spin it around. I'm flying down the side of the mountain to get to my nephew, who all I heard say was really bad. So I'm going down this mountain, and I go across a couple of ruts, and that's fine. I knew they were there, so I wasn't worried about it. The only problem that I found was that when I was going down that last rut, there were some leaves on the ground, and there was a rock that I couldn't see. And this rock served itself as sort of a ramp, if you will. And without knowing it, I hit that rock going about 30 miles an hour. And when I hit that ramp, if you will, all I could see was the four-wheeler starting to spin over my head. And I was floating through the air, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is how people go. Because I was floating in the air. I was armed because I was deer hunting, so I had a rifle strapped to my back. I had my sidearm. It was flying through the air, and I was thinking, this is it, because I'm going to hit the ground, and then this four-wheeler is going to land on top of me, and then that's going to be ball game. But the good news is when I was floating through the air, I could see my nephew from where I was at, and he was fine. He was just sitting there in his stand. And I landed somehow. There was a rut that I actually hit to jump anyways. I landed in the rut, and the four-wheeler landed directly on top of me, and I was able to springboard the four-wheeler off of me because of the pressure that rut took from me, that I didn't have to take myself, and it flew off of me, and I enrolled a couple times, and I picked it up, and I went and checked on him, and turns out that he just said, "Hey man, I have to go to the bathroom really bad." That's what he said to me. I wanted to snatch him out of that stand and throw him down the side of the mountain. It's crazy. But I say that story because I think of something like that. Was that a device planned on by the adversary that he tried to perform? No, but I believe God protected my life in that moment because it could have been over. I believe something could have happened to me in that moment. And it just causes me to think about things like that. And it causes me to think, reflect in the situations and things of my life that could have or should have taken me out, a device that was created by my adversary to take me out, but he was unable to do so. And he's going to stand at your doorstep, and he's going to knock at your door, and he's going to say, "I have a plan, and I'm going to take you out. And I have come today to tell you one simple thing. He is not able to perform." He talks a lot. He says plenty of things. He says he has power over your life. He says he has power over your career, your family. My friend, Hyphen, and anyone else who's listening, he holds no authority. He holds nothing. He is not able to perform. So God be exalted. And in your strength, I will sing and I will praise. Hold on to your praise, my friend. Hold on to your song, because it's going to draw his strength. It's going to draw his power. And when we mix all those things together, well, the adversary is not going to be able to perform. Thank you so much for joining in with me on the Hyphen Weekend podcast. Again, it's been a joy. Sorry I didn't sing any better than that, but maybe next time. Again, I hope this matters. Hope you have a great weekend. Love you guys. We'll catch you next time.